Man, people crazy at these streets, bro. I've been grinding since I was like 15 with this music, bro. I've learned that I can't please everybody. And there's been a lot of love, but there's also been misunderstanding, hate, and this box they put me in. And it makes them uncomfortable if I'm not in it.
DJ KJ.
And I ain't in it.
Cool, so I am Manny Benton, owner of Grafted App, and also half of I Went Out Podcast. This is my other half.
I'm Nick. Yeah, the other half of I Went Out, a Vert Church pastor. So yeah, that's me. Not much else about me.
Amen. Yeah. So if you don't know about I Went Out, I Went Out Podcast, we birthed that last year.
Yeah, we're a year old now.
Yeah. That's crazy. It's been about a year now. Yep. During the pandemic, and you know, we were actually supposed to launch a church last year, but because of the pandemic, and you know, I think the Lord just wanted us to also shift too.
Oh yeah,
we found that out real quick.
Absolutely, yes.
You know, it didn't launch last year, but we're, you know, on pace to launching this year.
Yep.
Really soon. So
yes.
This is our podcast for Vert Church, but you know, we've been able to use it for even just greater purposes, just talking about a lot of issues that were happening last year. So today we're going to kind of focus in on Christian unity and on integrating your faith into your business, or into just your workplace as employees or wherever you may work. But first, Jerry, what time is it?
7:45.
Okay. Keep us on schedule, please. Let me know when it's 8. All right. Real quick, I'll talk about it at the end too, but if you downloaded Grafted App, I hope you guys like the interface. We will be continuously adding more businesses. I had a few businesses who signed up today.
Amen.
We'll be adding more. I just thank God for the businesses that have already applied and have been listed on the app. It's really cool, and I really thank you guys for doing that. I had this goal of only having about 20 businesses. I didn't have this grand goal opening up because I knew that it was something new. It was something that a lot of people didn't really know what a Christian-owned business directory, you know, what that is. But we doubled that.
Amen.
We doubled that. We got about 40 on there for our opening day, and you know, I thank God for that. But real quick, I remember Nick and our friend Brandon. Was two of the first people I actually spoke to about Grafted. And I go to them about theology, any questions I may have. I even asked them about the name Grafted, if that was like, wanted to make sure it wasn't anything that would be super controversial. Yeah. But one of the biggest things that was on my heart, and it was on their heart too when I mentioned it to them, was just figuring out a way to kind of vet businesses.
Yeah.
I didn't want to just allow all business who claim to be Christian just to be able to have their business listed on the app, as most other Christian directories do.
Yeah.
I wanted to have something to kind of vet, and we tossed around a bunch of ideas. I think we even mentioned maybe just sitting down and talking individually.
Yeah, doing like straight up interviews.
Right. And I think the goal was really to not be too legalistic, but at the same time not undervalue the importance of making sure that we share the common, what we call the core beliefs or the essentials of the faith. And so, you know, I know that business wise doing it this way, you know, I probably lose money from owners from doing it that way, but it was more important to me to make sure that we have businesses who believe in the essentials of the faith listed on the app. That was of most importance to me, for sure. So like the whole vision for Grafted really came out of a heart of just wanting to exemplify Christian unity.
Yeah.
If you've been a listener of I Went Out, you know that last year we talked a lot about police brutality. We talked a lot about, you know, the political issues and just the many different things that we're facing 2020. Yeah. So,
to recap 2020, yeah. 2020 was a dumpster fire. So yeah. If someone can just put that in a little emoji in the comment, well, good. We know that's what 2020 was. And 2021 started off the same way. Yeah. So, yeah. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of division, a lot of things that divided the church. Mm-hmm. And it was just absolutely devastating to see that happen. Yeah. So I know that's like, as I went out, we took a lot of time to talk about the tough things, to talk about the stuff that needed to be addressed within the church. Mm-hmm. Because there's a lot of baggage, there's a lot of stuff that the church doesn't even want to look at and address that needs to be, honestly, laid at the feet of Jesus to die. Mm-hmm. And get back to the basics of just loving Jesus and our loving God and loving our neighbor.
Yeah.
And it's really hard to do some days.
It is. Yeah. It is. I know, I can even admit that I fell in the, I guess, the trap of, especially just with the heat of everything that happened last year.
Yeah.
At times, just becoming, you know, super resentful with certain people because of their beliefs, and at the same time, like, I know that these people, they love Jesus.
Yeah.
You know, like, they love Jesus. They believe in the essentials of the faith. They absolutely love Jesus. But I just disagree with a few things that, you know, that I deem important, but they're not in the grand scheme of things, and biblically, as far as Christian unity is concerned, essential.
Yeah.
And I admittedly, you know, I had to work on that. Yeah. I had to definitely work on that. And it's tough, and it's the importance of the Holy Spirit. Like, we need the Holy Spirit to guide us and to help us love and to help us you know, not what we, you know, talked about last year, like cancel our brothers and sisters in Christ.
Yeah. Having meaningful dialogue.
Yeah.
That's really important. Cause I, like, as my personality type was, like, if we're going to, like, eventually, like, I'm only going to go so far, I'm gonna cut you off.
Yeah.
Cause I don't feel like dealing with that anymore, having that conversation, cause I'm not getting anywhere.
Right.
But God's quick to humble you when you do stuff like that. Yeah. And I think that was the biggest thing that I learned. I had a lot of humbling moments last year.
Yeah.
And I needed God's mercy. That's literally what I came away with, is like, I need just as much mercy as that person needs, if not more. And like, just really realizing I'm broken, and that we all are broken and we're in desperate need, and not to attack somebody from their broken views, regardless of how I feel about that. Right. But ultimately, they love Jesus, like, coming together under that the banner of Jesus. And it's only by Him can we do that.
Yeah.
If I'm not connected to Jesus, there's no way I'm going to be truly unified with someone who's completely different than me. It's just not going to happen.
That's right.
We all get caught up in our echo chambers and what's comfortable for us. So it's, yeah, we need Jesus to get us outside of our comfort zone and to just walk alongside brothers and sisters who look nothing like us, don't think anything like us. So, only Jesus.
Amen. So, why do you think Christian unity is important? I'm pulling up one of our earlier posts on Grafted At. I did a slideshow on why Christian unity is important.
Yeah.
And I went with John 17, specifically John 17:23. So, I'll read it real quick, Deb. I want to get your feedback on it. So, it says, I am in them, and you are in me. May they be made completely one, so the world may know you have sent me and have loved them as you have loved me.
Amen.
Thoughts?
I mean, those are Jesus' words.
Yeah. I can't disagree with that.
Yeah. I think that's it's such a beautiful thing. Like, I'm getting ready to preach a sermon from Romans 12 this week, where it talks about, you know, as being a living sacrifice, and then the many gifts that we have. And no gift is better than the other. And what I think happens, though, like, you can look, there's specific denominations that are split off from another denomination or another sect of Christianity to do its own thing because it felt like this gift was more important than what was being offered over here. So we're splitting the church. God's not doing that. Humanity is splitting God's church by saying, well, here we're at the Pentecost church, we believe this, we do this. I'm like, wait a second.
Hold up.
And then you got Methodists over here doing this, Wesleyans over here doing this, Baptists over here doing this. It's like, wait a second. Why are we splitting God's church like this? Mm-hmm. Because, like, clearly here, what Jesus just said, He doesn't want that.
No.
He wants us to be unified. But then someone's like, we can't be a unified church, that's globalist and all this. Mm-hmm. Like, well, come on, guys. We're never going to win here, apparently.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we need to do it to truly show the beauty of Jesus to the world.
Amen.
We have to, as Christians, we have to be unified. That's what Jesus desired for his church, to be unified, to show the rest of the world that there's another way, that you can be a part of a community of people from all walks of life.
Yeah.
And that's why I was so, I mean, when Jesus walked on earth, he was hanging out with the poor. He was hanging out with the sinners. And it's like the Pharisees were losing their minds.
Yeah.
Christians today do the exact same thing. We lose our minds when you have a pastor or some people from church who go to the bars to just talk.
Yeah.
Ain't going out there throwing them back, getting drunk, but they're going there to talk.
Yeah.
And we just got to get back to just loving our neighbors and truly being unified.
Amen.
I was telling Jerry before this, like, I was at a business this past week. They know how to do community better than the church does. And they're not even, no one there was a professing Christian. They were not doing Christian-like things. But it was just, I had to step back and realize, like, they know how to do this.
Yeah.
They're bringing people in right now. Now, they're not truly unified. They're unified around something that's going to lead them to brokenness and pain.
Mm-hmm.
But it was still just a reminder, like, the church, we've got to get better.
Yeah.
We've got to be better at this unity thing.
Yes. Yeah. So. Yeah, and I feel like it's a big part of our Christian witness.
Yeah.
Absolutely. A huge part of it. You know, the middle school that I went to for 2 years, their big slogan was, you know, that came from John, the scripture where they would know that we are Christians by our love. And I don't know if the faculty actually lived by that. But so that's another topic for another day.
Yeah.
It is true, though. Like, they would know that we're followers of Jesus by our love. And again, like, it just takes the Holy Spirit. And it's okay for us to have, like, our beliefs.
Yeah.
It's okay that we love, that we live out in our different various cultures.
Yeah.
Our ways of living, our opinions. It's okay to have opinions. But when we elevate that above Jesus, you know, that's when we've gone too far.
Yep.
And we have to be careful.
Yeah.
Because Jesus is who we center around.
Yes.
That's who we center around. It's Jesus. His words, his truth, and that's what we stand on. And so everything else is secondary compared to that. And so we have to be careful when we allow these secondary issues to disunite us from true, genuine believers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. So real quick, we have 5 minutes before we go into this second section of Instagram Live, where we get ready to add on some business owners.
Amen.
How can we better promote and live out Christian unity?
By just doing it with who's close to your proximity.
Yeah.
This doesn't mean you have to drive an hour to go be unified with somebody. You have people in your neighborhood. You have people in your community. You might even have somebody in your church who you can be more unified with to show the rest of the world this. I really think it's an individual thing of just taking, each one of us has to take this seriously. It can't be just the pastor, it can't be just the worship directors, it can't be the church leaders. It has to be every single individual taking this unity thing serious, because Jesus called us to be unified. So we have to just do it. Get uncomfortable. We always come back to loving your neighbor on here, but that you can only do that if you love God first and foremost.
Amen.
That you, like Manny was just saying, like, if we don't allow the non-essential things to be elevated to our number one priority, when we don't do that, and when God is our number one priority, we can truly love people who are completely different than us.
Yeah.
We can be unified. We can walk with them in unity. And it's just powerful when that happens.
Amen.
I mean, we've seen examples of that in our community. So just do it.
Yeah.
Like Nike says.
Just do it. Yeah, I completely agree. You know, last year, besides the times where I did kind of struggle with completely canceling people who I believe are true Christians.
Yeah.
On the flip side, I do believe there were a few times where, several times, where the Holy Spirit really helped guide me in some really tough conversations. And in those conversations, there were a lot of things that were said that, I mean, I could have completely cancel them. Like they were dangerous, like dangerous words.
Yeah.
But it was one of those things where it was like, I know that these are true believers.
Yeah.
In Jesus, and they're talking to me for a reason, because they are willing to listen.
Yeah.
I can't cancel them over you know, the words that they're saying right now that are dangerous, because they're open ears and they're willing to learn, because that's what we're supposed to do as brothers and sisters in Christ. We're supposed to bear with one another, to encourage one another in the faith, to lean on one another, and it's sometimes it takes a little bit of a holy wrestle and forth. Like, I think it's okay to do that, as long as we remember that we are standing on a firm foundation that is built on the name of Jesus.
Amen.
We have to, like, just constantly remember that, and that's why it's so important to keep him at the...
Well, everyone, this is Kerry from the Watermark Shop. If you downloaded the app today, one of the most prevalent features on our app is the owner spotlight, and Kerry is the co-owner of the Watermark Shop with co-owner Jen, right? And
that's right.
Yeah, and they had an awesome owner spotlight, and we're just excited to have Kerry on today, minus Jen. We send our love to Jen. So, Kerry, how are you?
Good. This is my first Instagram Live. This business is forcing both Jen and I, especially Jen, to get comfortable with social media and putting ourselves out there, so that's a little new.
Yeah.
I see some friends on, so... that's always nice. Thanks for joining, guys. Yeah, Jen and I couldn't be in the same room tonight, but she's absolutely here. And honestly, the reason I'm here, because yesterday she was like, so what time are you joining the live that you signed up for? I was like, yeah, I should probably double check with Manny the times, because I'm just kind of like, I'll do it. So anyways, Jen is always in the background, and she does most of what everyone sees with Watermark. So I'm really grateful for her as a partner.
Amen. Amen. Yeah. So everyone, make sure you watch the owner spotlight, but Kerry, could you kind of talk about the Watermark Shop a little bit real quick?
Sure. He's got his iPad and watermelon, so hopefully that suffices. yeah. So, Jen and I, we're talking one day, actually last October, and with COVID, especially her job had really been affected, and it just got us thinking of, you know, hey, would you ever start a business one day? And this idea came up, and it was almost like literally the next day we were like, let's do this, and we just kind of went for it, and things just came together, and it just felt like there was like favor on it, and we both just had this like peace and excitement. So we decided to just kind of on a whim start up the Watermark Shop. And really, we are, you know, predominantly an online retailer of faith-based products, mostly like home goods, jewelry, personal items, stationery, things like that. We want to expand, but we only launched in March, so we're kind of starting small as well. But yeah, everything that we sell has either, you know, faith-based component in its design, or it's from a Christian maker. So similar to what you were talking about, Manny, like kind of having that unity and that I don't know if we'll call it like integrity behind working with other companies and makers that share those same core beliefs, and just wanting to be able to offer people items that are beautiful, that they'd want to fill their home with or you know, wear, or whatever it is, because the item is not only like beautiful and quality in its design, but also has that faith element to it, so there's more meaning there, or it gives you that reminder of, you know, God's love or scripture or whatever it is. And so that was really kind of the whole vision. And so, yeah, we're mostly online at thewatermarkshop.com. We ship only across North America right now. And we are sampling with, you know, a few local in-person markets in Calgary where we're based. But yeah, other than that, mostly online.
So, like, I know that you guys sell a lot of Christian products, but like also you sell a lot of home goods and stuff too, and it's not overtly Christian. And yeah. So I think it's really cool too how you guys integrate your faith into the business. So can you kind of talk about that and why you think it's important for others to integrate their faith into their workplace and or if they're business owners, businesses?
Yeah, and I mean, first I think I'll say you're right. Like part of our vision was we didn't feel like we needed everything to have like Jesus or a cross slapped on it to give it that meaning or that, you know, that beauty or that connection to your faith. Honestly, it was part of like what drove us to have this idea is most of my experience looking for like Christian home decor is in my local church or bookstore where things are like, I'll just say like not really my taste. And so it almost felt like a gap. Like I wanted to bring Jesus into my home or like whatever. But I just couldn't find things that I love. So that was part of the vision. And yeah, you know, I think it's important. Like if you love God and you love his word, you don't want to just confine it only to that time you spend in the morning, if at all, like reading your Bible or doing devotional. Like for me, I went through a really difficult season of my life in the past few years. And that is a time where I learned to really lean on the word, like write scripture, put it on my fridge. I'd feel like anxiety coming, you know, something, I'd get an email or a message and right away it's anxiety. And I'd look up at my fridge and it was like, no, it would remind me that God is in all and he's over all and his, you know, he's for me and he's my defender and things like that. And so again, that was like part of the inspiration is just wanting to surround my life with the Holy Spirit, with the word of God. And I say me, but I speak for Jen and I, obviously. So yeah, I think there's just, that's important because again, like why contain our thoughts or reminders of God to that time when we go to church on Sunday or reading our own Bible at home? Like God has so many ways that he could speak to us. And often it's like, you know, you glance up and you see that scripture on your wall and like the Holy Spirit, like all of a sudden highlights for you. It's like what you'd needed. It's been there all along, but that day it's like what you need to see. Like I personally want to have more of those reminders around me. I want God, I want to be hearing God's voice all the time. And I want to have little things that are in my life where it reminds me that he's for me. And, you know, there's so much, you guys talked about COVID and all the things like social media and the environment right now can be so tense, like so much fear, so much anxiety. There's so many opportunities in our day to day, whether you're a Christian or not, to be intaking fear. We wanted to make it easier for people to be absorbing things that would give them peace, you know, love, joy, patience, the fruits of the Spirit. And yeah, so anyways, that's like our heart behind it. And I think it also gives an opportunity, you know, some of the things that we sell, like our jewelry or apparel, you know, speaks to our faith. And I think that's a great way for other Christians to, or even in your home, like, you know, you invite someone over and you, they see the scripture on your wall, like, it's indirectly sending a message. It's creating a conversation. It's, you know, sharing the gospel and the good news, which I personally have not been very great at. Like, I'm not an evangelist, you know? Yeah, I just see, even for me, it resonates. Like, it's a way that it's like, oh, I really like this t-shirt. And it, you know, it speaks to my faith and, you know, maybe someone will ask me about that. And it's a natural way for me to speak to like what God's done in my life and things like that too. So.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Well, thank you, Carrie, for joining us. You have anything else?
No, keep it up. That's awesome.
Yeah.
You guys are doing.
And same to you guys. Honestly, Manny, like Jen texted me. She's like, wow, Manny's got a great voice. I was like, move over, Maverick City. Maddie's coming in. just wanted to congratulate both of you guys on this. It's awesome. We're so happy to be a part of it. Like the timing was so great. We just launched your set out. So we are looking forward to being on the app. I'm also looking forward to using the app. Like I loved your little promo video of you know, I want to get a coffee and a muffin. Like, where can I go? Oh, this bakery over here. Sure. Like, and again, to your point, it's not about exclusivity. Like, I'm only going to, you know, buy things from Christians or I'm only going to shop there. But I think there's also beauty. Like, these are brothers and sisters. We know where it comes from. I don't know if anyone on, I know JJ's here. She follows Jenny Weaver, Jenny Weaver Worship. She's in Florida, worship leader, pastor. But she posted something like, I feel like God gave me a vision to open, like, I think she called them like glory houses. And it was basically like Airbnbs, but filled with the glory. And like, and it's all this kind of similar stuff. So I just think it's really cool. I feel like there's just a lot that God's doing around that and using technology to unify. So congratulations. I love what you guys are doing. And we're praying for your success as well. And everybody on the platform.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Carrie. I appreciate it. And you guys and your business are definitely in my prayers as well. Thank you.
For you.
I'm doing well. Nice to formally meet you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
So I'm nervous. My first live, so I'm nervous. So
yeah, I think that, yeah, everybody's on the same wave with that. Yeah. So, Albert, you want to kind of talk about yourself and your business first real quick?
Sure. Yeah, sure. So my name is Alba, and I'm owner and designer of Faith Outpoured. It's a small Etsy shop that I launched literally in the middle of pandemic, like everybody else. So we do t-shirts, home decor and accessories and things like that. So we don't have a lot up, but we have, you know, about 30 so odd items online. My reasoning to launch was I was a graphic designer in my previous life before kids. And then it just was on my heart to kind of go with that. And I was actually doing shirts for a friend of mine, Christian shirts. And then he stopped doing that. And for like a couple of years, I wasn't designing. And I said, I missed it a lot. And then I just wanted to use my skills as a way to promote the gospel. Because just like Carrie said, I'm not an evangelist, but this is my way of bringing Christians together, as well as giving hope and spreading the gospel to unbelievers as well. Because if they, you know, it's more than inspiration to me. It's more like it's inspirational, but at the same time, there's a reason why it's inspirational. It's not just some pretty words on a shirt, you know? Right. So that's my story.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. I love, you know, you and Carrie both said that you're not evangelists, but you know, I know not all of us are called to be pastors.
Yeah.
But all of us in some way are to be preachers.
Yeah, yeah.
Preachers mm-hmm. of the gospel.
Yep.
We are supposed mm-hmm. to go and declare the gospel fully. And yes. And that can look, you know, differently for different people.
Yeah. Sometimes it's verbally. Mm-hmm. Sometimes right. it's through our actions and
yeah.
t-shirts.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen.
Yeah. Exactly. Like in the Bible, he says he gives different gifts to everyone. So, you know, I felt like I can't just not use my gift to, you know, to glorify God. So,
yeah.
You know, so we've been out, you know, open for about a year and it's slow, but I'm enjoying every minute of it because each day there's a verse of the gospel that pops into my head. And I was like, okay, well, how can I design this to be inspirational to somebody, you know?
Yeah.
So,
amen.
Yeah. And so, yeah, thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. So real quick, same question that I asked Carrie. And of course your business is more overtly Christian, but you can yes. you kind of speak also to how to integrate faith into the workplace, how you do it and how mm-hmm. and kind of speaking to others and how they should do it as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, like I would say for me, it's already in it because that's what I do. It's the faith is already there for my business. But, you know, for people who don't do what I do and are, you know, overtly Christian based job or anything like that, you know, a lot of it is the having patience and just kind of realizing that even the people around you might not be saved, they might one day be, you know, so you have to treat them like they're still God's children, because we all are God's children, believers or not. We're all part of God's world, you know, he created all of us. So, you know, just to have the patience and to not get into petty arguments, you know, because a lot of that can happen in the workplace. I've been there, done that. You know, it's realizing, you know, you say, like what I say is planting seeds. So you plant your seed, you know, little by little, people will notice how you live your life. People will notice what you say, what you do, how you walk, how you talk. They'll notice it if you're in God. And they'll be like, well, there's something different about that person. Like, why are they not necessarily happy all the time, but they have this glow about them because they know who God is and they know who God, what he's done for their life. So yeah, it's a different vibe that you give off, you know? So, you know, just be patient and you plant the seed. Like I said, plant the seed, God waters it, you know? Like, I wasn't saved right away. Like, I had seeds planted here and there, and I was opposed to a lot of those seeds. But then God watered me, you know, and he called me. So it's just these little steps. And, you know, don't take it to heart if someone doesn't get saved right away by what you say. It's just a seed, you know, and then you just live your life how God wants you to live, you know. Yeah. That's how I'm trying to live my life, basically.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Alba. Thank you for that.
Thank you so much. I appreciate this app. I can't wait to see more. Yeah. You know, it's very exciting. I like the whole unity because I know, you know, there's a need for it. There's definitely a need for it. In the society that we live in, there's a need for it. So, you know, and I just hope everyone is successful with everything that they do, and we grow as Christians and unite as Christians because we need that.
Amen. Amen. Well, I appreciate you, Alba. I appreciate your support. You've been extra helpful. Amen. Just kind of like sharing things and stuff. So I really appreciate that.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, it was nice meeting you.
Thank you.
I'm doing well.
That's what's up.
Are you driving or are you stopped?
Yeah. I'm sitting still, but I'm driving. I am driving.
Okay. All right, man. Well, we want to just bring you on real quick to, first of all, can you introduce yourself and introduce your business to the viewers?
Okay, I'm Coach Kevin, owner of FCF Sports Performance. We're located in Waldorf, Maryland at 24 Industrial Park Drive.
Amen. All right, Coach K, so one of the questions that we're asking owners that have come on so far, we've had two that have come on, is how you integrate your faith into your business. And I noticed you have a unique perspective. For one, your business is a sports performance center. It's not like you're selling Christian goods or, you know, Christian t-shirts and stuff like that. But you are a Christian and you do integrate your faith into your work. So can you kind of talk about how you do that and how others should do it as well?
So one of the things that I like to do at FCF, and it's a part of what I do when I say I'm a coach, right? So as a coach, I believe that's being a process expert. So with me being a process expert opposed to being a program expert, because by profession, yes, I am a trainer, but you have different walks of life from various age groups that come into our facility. So in our own unique way, we pour into those individuals that come in through the ways we may choose to motivate them. You have young men that come into our facility, and sometimes you have to go about teaching them how to be respectful, right? Sometimes knowing what to say, when to say it, and who to say it to. And some of the things that I guess I've learned through my faith and my own walk in life, especially thinking about the book of Job, the trials and tribulations that you go through and the trials and tribulations Job went through. So for me, you know, even though I may not come out and say to one of my trainees or clients, I may not say, hey, this is from the book of Job. You know, it's like when I was younger, my great grandmother used to quote parables to me or break a parable down and say it to me where I understood it. And it wasn't until I got older that I understood that she was using parables from the Bible. So, you know, I believe any owner that has a business should find a way to not only do their job and be effective at what they're doing, but find a way to, you know, draw from within based on their faith and pour within whoever it is it may be. If you're baking a cake, you know, if you're making clothing, whatever it may be, if you're doing motivational speaking, that's definitely a great way to do it. you know, we use our platform at FCF and, you know, Pastor Nick slash Coach Nick, you know, he does it as well, you know. So, you know, that's pretty much what we do there and how I like to approach things. I hope that makes sense.
Yeah. Completely. Completely. You have anything to add?
Yeah. No, I can attest to everything Kevin's saying. Coach Kevin, I mean, he treats everybody like people. I mean, you, if any of you've ever been had a personal trainer before, normally you're just the person to get a paycheck or there to get for them to get a paycheck. You don't feel that at FCF. Like, you feel like you're actually seen, you're loved, you're actually cared for. Like, Kevin's, like, everybody at FCF is genuinely concerned about what your goals are, helping you achieve those, pushing you further, and walking alongside you with it. Not condemning you for if you're out of shape, if you're in shape, like, just pushing you to get better, being a better version, or being a better, in better shape, better mentality, and which God also wants for each of us as well. So, yeah, it's just awesome to be there. Kevin is great at his job. Pushing people, bringing people in. And Kevin is low-key probably one of the humblest dudes I know. He owns a business. Yeah, he always says, he never uses my business. He never used the words like that. He always says we, and he really incorporates the whole team there, and it's really cool to see that. And so Kevin displays unity within his own business by just bringing in the whole team aspect rather than this is me, this is my way. It's getting opinions, and it's just, it's really cool. And there's the Christian community could learn a lot from Coach Kevin, to be real.
Amen.
So,
amen.
I really appreciate that. We got to get Manny in there so you, yeah, know, you know, feel the effects of what's going on at FCS.
That's right.
You know?
That's right. Well, you know, I've
but
been,
yeah.
You know, your boy Jerry has been bringing some of your techniques and using them on me at my local gym.
So I've heard. You know, yeah. And I wanted to say something too real quick. You know, Manny, what you've done with the Grafted app and the things that you're doing right now, trying to bring small business owners together, Christian people of the Christian faith, that's amazing, man. You know, and I just wanted to say that, you know, while we're on live too. I mean, for you to even sit back and think about doing something like this and to actually take the steps to go through and do it, I applaud you, brother, because that's big. I mean, you know, I've listened to and I've been on you and Nick's podcast, and I'm like, you know, I've been trying to pull you away from that, you know, but nah. But no, all jokes aside, you know, you've done something marvelous, man, and I applaud you. You know, you deserve a whole lot of accolades and credit and anything that I can do, you know, and FCF can do, you know, and you know me, so I'm not just talking. We're there. We support you as well, and however we need to support you and any other small business that is out there, you know, please reach out, you know, and we'll try to help each other. I mean, that's what it's about, a brotherhood, a sisterhood, you know, humanity all together, you know?
That's right. Yeah. Thank you, man. I appreciate that. But yeah, it's all, I give all glory to God. I did not come up with this idea. It was God who implanted this on my heart, like, heavy late last year. And I tried to run away from it several times. Like, I did not want to do this because it's like, it's out of my element. I don't know anything about apps. You know what I mean? I wasn't sure if people were going to businesses were going to even be really interested in putting their business on the app. And so I just thank God for speaking through several people who just kind of confirmed things and have been able to sit down with Nick and Brandon and kind of hash it out a little bit. I just thank God for that. But I appreciate you, Kevin, for coming on, man, and spending a little bit of time with us.
Anytime. So real quick, you saying you tried to pull a Jonah? You ain't trying to pull a Jonah, did you? Hey.
Yeah.
It's all good, but you're here now and you're doing great things. And, you know, for anybody out there that's listening, you know, and I'm not just saying this on live, this is something that I tell these guys right here. These are two great men that will do anything to help anybody. When I say anything, I mean anything, you know, within there and there for me in many ways and continue to be there for me in many ways. So, you know, please, you know, reach out, you know, look out for Avert. You know, check out the podcast, check out FCF, you know, yeah, I'm tagging everybody, everything, right? Everybody
get a shout out. You get a shout out.
But yeah, I thank you guys for having me on. You know, I wanted to make sure I got on.
Yes, sir. I think we're losing
him. Yeah.
We're losing him. Oh. I appreciate you, Coach K, if you can still hear us. I think he's breaking up now. All right, I'm going to take him off.
Bro,
he's back. We lost you for a hot second there, Coach.
Yeah, I was saying, you know, I appreciate you all for letting me come on with you. I just wanted to get on for a couple minutes to, you know, speak and support. And, again, I appreciate it. And I look forward to doing this more often. Hopefully, you know, we can get together and do, like, some type of live workshop. That would be great. And as you and Nick both know, FCF is your home. So let me know.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you, man. All right. We're not going to distract you anymore from driving.
All right.
Thank you for coming. All right. I think Chami's coming on for a second here.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Chami.
Hello. Hi.
So
Sorry, I'm late.
Yeah, we have literally like 5 minutes. But I saw you come on. I was like, I gotta have it. I can't end it here. So.
Oh my gosh! Congrats.
Thank you. So real quick, can you introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about your art, and then after you're done doing that, kind of talk about how integrating your faith into your business is important to you.
Sure. Hi, my name is Chami, and I'm the artist from Chami's Art Journey. And my art, I started my art to experience the Lord and also share what God is doing in my life, and also, you know, through the Word of God. I've started this journey a while ago, and finally I've launched my official site. And I'm about to release one of the big collections, I guess I would say, tomorrow. I'm so excited about the Grafted app because, I think the vision is great. And I think we could, as believers, we could definitely encourage one another and just in our journey in whatever form it is, you know, art, business, I don't know, food, clothing, whatever we do, we could, encourage one another. So, it's great.
Amen. Amen. And I know that a lot of her art, too, I got to show you some of her art, is like abstract stuff, too.
Yeah.
And it's not like it's blatantly Christian, but when you see it, like, you know that it's like Holy Spirit-led art, which I think is something that's like unique about her. So can you tell us, like, real quick, what goes into that?
Right. So I love putting on some worship music when I do worship abstract art, and I kind of let the Lord, I'm here today. I'm here for 45 minutes or I don't know, 30 minutes, 20 minutes. Just take me wherever you want to take me to. So yeah, it's really good, and it really helps me pray through things, and I just worship the Lord through the process. And somehow I can't really explain it in words. It kind of comes out, and the Lord shows up, and I'm just really happy to be painting in that moment and just experience the Lord. And hopefully my art in abstract art, or whatever art it is, can communicate that to whoever comes across my art. Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Chami. I'm glad that you were able to catch us before we logged off.
I know. I was like, I got to get there. My face is finally down. So congrats, guys.
Thank you. Thank you. All right. Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
All right. So, we're just about done here. But real quick before we end, I just want to thank all of you all for joining us. Thank Nick for his help. Jerry, come over here real quick so they can see you.
Jerry's been hiding
a minute here.
Hey, guys.
I thank everybody for their help and just the encouragement. I think Dami was on here. Dami, if she's still on here, actually helped brand Grafted. Like, she's the one who created the logos the color scheme, everything, and she's like across country.
Okay. You did a great job. It looks really good.
Yeah, yeah. She's an amazing, amazing artist. So shout out to Dami, Anna Apps Platform. I know she's probably not on, but she was the one who developed the app platform and helps, you know, make it really easy for us to go in and just kind of build the aesthetic and everything to it. Yeah, so I appreciate you guys for coming on. Hopefully we can do more of these. I know for I Went Out, we're definitely, you know, talking about doing more like video podcasts stuff.
We're going to be upgrading in life.
Yeah.
A little bit. We got our own little studio we're working on.
Yeah.
Go on YouTube. And speaking of, like, that's one thing I forgot to share. I don't even know this will be on the actual podcast now, but talking about Unity, I was just talking to Maine this week. Like, we're like global now.
Yeah.
We're listened to in over 35 countries. Right. And when I saw that, was super humbling because when we started this,
yeah,
I mean, honestly, it was kind of like a way for us to process like our faith, the process, like as we were church planning, the things that we were going, like that were happening around us, and for God to just kind of take that and use it. Mm-hmm. I mean, we haven't put out an episode since February.
Yeah, it's been a minute.
And people are still listening all around the world, which just tripped me out the other day. And it's like, all glory to God. It's all for Him. So,
amen.
But,
amen.
Yeah, who would have thought two dudes from Southern Maryland could be in some of these places that we're in right now.
Right. Amen. Amen.